I'm sorry.
You good?
You sound like you need a smoke break.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Some pussy can help.
I'm aware.
I'm aware.
I'm aware.
So why don't you get it?
Wait till marriage, man.
Did you wait till marriage till you masturbate?
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
So,
Orlando,
this has been your time for a long time coming. Tell the good people why you hate Teen Titans Go.
And why.
Oh, God. It's just so... I get what they're trying to do, make it not more serious, make it for funnier, make it for the kids, of course. The new kids have never seen the actual original Teen Titans. I just don't like it. Robin, oh, God, they did the complete opposite of Robin, which I understand what they do. It's just stupid. I just don't like it. I can't relate to it. It's just not me.
A few moments later...
Going to Jump City to find Beast Boy and Cyborg.
Beast Boy then says, "Do you want to see how many alphabet, how many letters of the alphabet I can fart out?"
Sounds like yourself today. Now, like something you would say.
Now, mind you, Orlando hates Teen Titans Go, but he's laughing at that.
It's a weird kid.
I'm sorry.
Come on back so I can tell you the rest of this shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bust out laughing.
Fart out the alphabet.
And not only did he fart out the alphabet,
but stop. Oh, God. This is where I put a trophy. The spirit of
What you do? Aww. Why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Just got to it.
Damn this chicken.
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles sponsored us today.
Fuck that. Give props to where it's at. It's just City Barbecue right here.
Indeed.
Nigga, you ain't gonna catch my Pokemon over here.
I'm not on Pokemon Go.
Okay, I'm just saying. Anyway. Welcome to Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Damn, this barbecue sauce, though.
It's good, isn't it?
You need a spoon?
Mm-mm. I'm gonna drink it whole.
That's what she said.
Mm-hmm. And she did, too. This is Matthew, your co-host. Sucking a good neck bone, too. Yeah, y'all introduce yourself while I swallow.
Oh, God. That's what she said.
Well, folks, now you know. Matthew swallows.
Yeah.
Dude, I think he's just moving his feet real fast. That's it.
What?
Yeah, at least watch this video. I think his feet just moving real fast. Is it playing?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be seeing a boy dribble or what?
Yeah.
This dude does a lot of talking. And then he gets to the video.
Yeah.
But yeah, introduce
feet us. Work.
Introduce yourselves.
This is Keenan.
It's Orlando.
Back in action.
Nope, my bad. It's Orlando.
Just cut in on my eyes.
Thought you was done.
No, I just got started. Nope, don't got nothing else to say.
It's Orlando.
Become Silent K today.
Damn!
Easy transition.
Is everything gonna be annoying?
Can't make any promises.
Sasha Banks.
Alright, nigga, pay attention.
I'm paying attention, alright.
You don't know what to do with that shit, so stop.
Is it, you said a Snoop Dogg's niece? Cousin.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, cousin or niece, one of the two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on today's episode, the cartoon something, you know, whatever. Yeah, I know who she is.
I figured you would want to look, even though you already know.
Shoot. Nigga, I've seen better. Of her.
Okay.
Of her.
Oh,
yeah, motherfuckers. So, on this episode of Carson Something You Know Whatever podcast for the third time.
Yo, yep.
We will be talking about reboots. You know you love them, even though you hate the Powerpuff Girls and Teen Titans Go.
I'm reloaded.
Let's go to Rainbow.
So, anyway, later this year in 2016.
Oh, you trifling! Where's the other one?
Blue one with the laptop,
I think. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Is it underneath there?
Yeah.
Get it.
It's two of them.
It's ugly.
Okay, so later in 2016, we are expecting the reboot of Samurai Jack, possibly on Adult Swim. Don't know if it will be. Probably will be on Cartoon Network. With this reboot, we do have some things that we are happy about, aka Samurai Jack returning. Another 90s favorites coming back to life. But as per Teen Titans Go and Powerpuff Girls, there are things that we hope don't come back. Like, you know, making the show shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Tarnishing reputation. Yeah, pretty much those two. Oh, and for Powerpuff Girls, creative not being too, like, creative. If that made any sense. Getting their own fucking way. So, Orlando, this has been your time for a long time coming. Tell the good people why you hate Teen Titans Go.
And why?
Oh, God. It's just so... I get what they're trying to do, make it not more serious, make it for funnier, make it for the kids, of course, the new kids that never seen the actual original Teen Titans.
Who said they never seen the actual version?
I'm talking about the kids now.
Well, they've seen Teen Titans, just a different version, and not especially this one. They've seen the Justice League versus Teen Titans. They showed that on Cartoon Network not too long ago. They've seen it.
Not my little cousins. None of them. I just don't like it. Robin, oh god, they did the complete opposite of Robin, which I understand what they do. It's just stupid. I just don't like it. I can't relate to it. It's just not me. It's just not for people who like the 90s cartoons at all.
You sure about that?
The original. Yeah.
Even though Teen Titans wasn't a 90s cartoon?
2000s.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, shit. Huh.
Okay,
I'm gonna take that back then. I prefer the original than the newest one, the reboot. So,
well, I said, tell the people why. You've always wanted to say this shit as to why you hate the Teen Titans. I'm giving you the platform to do it, just like the Batman vs Superman.
I'm not gonna go on a rant like I
did. Do the fucking rant!
I'm not about to go on a rant.
Okay, so when I start praising Teen Titans for the stuff that I like,
yeah, I'll just sit here and listen.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's bad. Yeah. I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. It is what it is. They clearly tell you they're not trying to make the hardcore superhero show that we were before. It's funny. It still has some of the same elements.
It's not the same creators either. So.
Yeah. But the voices are all the same, I'm pretty sure.
And they blatantly, they did tell you this isn't what you grew up with, what you watched. So if y'all mad about that, yeah.
It's high paced and quick. Little 15, not even 15 minutes, like 11 minute episodes. They're funny.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
they have some funny moments.
I was about to say, they have
nice
some
cameos.
They at least can reference Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And Stan Lee. They even have the Joker in one of the episodes. That's the refrigerator. Every time you're over here, it's the fucking refrigerator, man.
Oh, no.
It's running.
It's coming to fuck you.
Okay. Well, fuck you. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, he'll say okay.
He'll probably welcome it with open arms.
Nope. I'll bend it over and fuck it.
Oh my.
So Peter! You with open arms.
No, I mean, hey, you already has two doors open.
Believe what I say. So here I stay.
But this anyway. Is why we can't have a video version of this podcast. This is
not at all. If you, audience, I'm sorry. If you would see the things that this
young
thing does, he would. You'd be surprised. You'd be like, huh? Oh wow. So he's really free. He is a free person, free spirit. He has boobs too.
I don't have boobs. I have titties.
Or what? Manoka says super nipples or something like yeah. that. Oh wow.
But yeah.
So why do you hate it so much? Just because it's
shut up. It went down wrong.
She said it's a third one in 5 minutes.
He highlights all their negative things to the max and doesn't really expound upon their positive sides.
No, that's not it.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the reasons I know that. Because why do you hate Robin?
Yeah, with a dead soul.
And that's some negative characteristic chase that he had in the original.
Raven, she's pretty much like the same still.
I was about to say, yeah,
she's still the same. Starfire, a little bit the same. Cyborg and Beast Boy.
Starfire's a little more happy.
I feel like they're the same goofy selves. Who? Maybe Cyborg and Beast Boy?
No.
Or goofier.
They do more stupid stuff.
Beast Boy is more annoying. I never liked Beast Boy, but this Beast Boy I hate.
You hate him?
Yes.
He's hilarious to me.
I don't like him at all. Unless he's interacting with Raven, I don't like him.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's all I got so far. That's it.
So far?
Yeah, to move on to another cartoon.
And I like that they brought back some of the old, like, villains and stuff. Villains or characters like Tara, she's still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Like, the little...
Brother Blood is on there.
Yeah.
Brother
Blood.
Mad Mod's still on there.
And so they still find a way to use them even in their comedic ways that they're doing on the show.
Mm. Haven't seen Slade, though, and I don't think they ever going to reference Slade.
Slade?
They referenced him, but...
I don't think he'll be in the actual episode. Mm-hmm. He's too real.
Wait a minute. Brother Blood is kind of real.
Yeah, not as much as Slade, though. The chemistry between Slade and Robin? Yeah.
It's crazy. Brother Blood is in Battle Cyborg.
Yeah.
He's a cyborg. He'll and he's black.
And he's black. I was about to say, yeah.
Okay. But yeah. One thing I do like about Teen Titans Go, they got Cyborg and Jinx together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, so you saw much innovation. You didn't even know that, did you?
Did not know that. No.
That's a shoot. Raven and Beast Boy have kissed on multiple occasions.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. Now.
What
the original Teen Titans did with Robin and Starfire.
It was just Robin and Starfire. That was their time.
Yeah, and you realize that with Robin and Starfire, they didn't mention anybody else's love life, maybe except for...
They did Cyborg and just about a brief moment or whatever.
Well, it was Beast Boy and Terra.
Yeah, I said Beast Boy and Terra got the next most love story time outside of Starfire and Robin.
Uh-huh.
Now, but in Teen Titans Go, Starfire don't care for Robin.
Yeah.
She don't accept none of his advances. He has to become a cat in order for her to even love her in that way. Love him in that way.
Well, damn.
So basically, for Teen Titans Go, what you don't like about it is basically what they've done to the characters. Mm. So the way they play out on TV is what.
Yeah, and plus like the animation of it too.
The chibi style.
Yeah, I don't like that too much. Coming from the original, which was pretty cool, like kind of like a
Once again, like a Batman animation
once type again, thing. If you expected anything near the original, stupid you.
I meant it was.
Yeah, the show wouldn't be as funny if it had the original animations. Like, the way it looks and stuff, it needs the new way to make it funny.
Now, we'll admit, there are times where you just kind of push a button just to push a button, a la Modern Family Guy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not as bad as you people want it to be. Now, with that being said, this fucking Powerpuff Girl shit. Horrible!
I just seen one episode.
That's all you need to see.
All I know is that the episode I saw, Bubbles was just so annoying.
And that's just about every episode after the stay over.
She was just so annoying.
Yeah, I don't like the voices.
Her voice is
just what voice is the same on there? Is Blossom's voice the same? Buttercup's definitely is.
Mojo Jojo's is the same, because that's the same voice actor.
Okay.
Oh. He plays as something else, too, I think. He plays in the anime. Hmm. The guy, Mojo's voice, okay. Voice actor.
Okay, cool. We ain't talking about anime right now.
I'm just trying to remember.
Who else? Let's see. Mojo Jojo's is the same. What the Gangrene Gang, their voice, even though they haven't been seen much, theirs is actually still good.
What about him?
Different voice actor, but it's the same type of voice.
Oh, okay.
So that voice actor nailed it.
What about,
The professor is a different voice actor, but he's horrible. Voice.
This is so monotone, though.
Yeah.
What about Rowdy Red Boy? They on there, too?
I haven't seen
that.
Not yet. What about, Boogie Woogie? The Boogeyman. He hasn't even made it.
He was a fucking one-off.
No, those are not gunshots. Those are leftover fireworks from the 4th of July.
And this is July 10th.
Mm-hmm.
But what was I about to say? Oh, yeah. No. They're not doing one-off. So basically, your villains are all the old.
They're just doing the reoccurring villain.
Yeah, most of the old ones and some of the newer ones. Like, I can't remember that fucking girl's name and her goat. Not goat.
Medusa?
No, not her.
The girl that's
the newest. The newest female villain.
The one that wants to be a powerful girl? Not her?
No, not. She's on there. Warbuck Princess Morbux is on there.
Oh, okay.
Powerpuff Girls 2016. But anyway, the voice. Oh, wait. No, Tara. Whoa. Tara Strong voices Bubbles? Did she voice Bubbles in the original?
Who?
Tara Strong.
I don't know.
Oh wait, hold on, no, this is the original. Okay. 2016. That's the one I need.
I'm looking for a dime. Top of the line.
Cute face.
They slim waist with a big behind.
But like, yeah, okay, so when we're talking about the Powerpuff Girls, you said you don't like any. Here's where the with the Powerpuff Girls, the new ones. The first three episodes were good. At best serviceable. I think the worst episode of the first three, let's see, Escape from Monster Island, Princess Buttercup, and The Stay Over. The worst one was The Stay Over, but that was only because it was doing a parody of The Hangover, one we've seen multiple times from different cartoons. But then you get to Painbow, and that's when you have a panda come into town on a rainbow. Wants to do all this dancing, and of course,
the gay agenda is strong in this one. That's what that is.
And then on top of that, you have Bubbles and Blossom twerking.
Wait, but they get rid of Mrs. Bellum?
Oh, we're going to get to that.
How's that work?
I'm going to get to that. Because you think that's bad. Wait a minute now. Horn Sweet Horn, the next episode after Painbow. This one offended so many people in just one showing. Because it was...
What was it about?
Bubbles wanted to prove that unicorns are real. First offense. Insulting everybody's intelligence. Second offense. Bubbles runs into a quote-unquote unicorn, but this unicorn thinks he's a horse. And everybody else looking around thinks he's a horse, but then Bubbles convinces him to say, oh no, you're a unicorn. So they think that they're a unicorn.
You have a horn in his head?
Hmm?
You have a horn in his head?
We're going to get to there. So, Bubbles takes the horse to
her house
to Professor to make him transform into a unicorn. You heard that right. To make him transform into a unicorn.
So she knew he was a horse.
No. He had the appearance of a horse. It turns out he was a unicorn the entire fucking time.
But so he was a real live unicorn.
Yes. The only reason why he didn't know that he was a unicorn was because his hair was over top of his horn.
Oh my. Are you serious?
Hold up. Whoa. I'm not done. So Bubbles takes him to Professor's house. So Professor could transform into a unicorn. The only reason why Bubbles is doing this, though, is that she can go around and tell everybody that, hey, unicorn's real. I have proof. She's doing this for a very vain reason. Going completely against the Bubbles character. And starting the trend of Bubbles becoming very annoying. So, towards the end of the episode, the unicorn turns into something hideous. He goes on a rampage.
So he legit actually made a chemical to turn him into.
He,
why the professor didn't say nothing? Oh, it's already a
no, because nobody except throughout the entire episode, no one believed unicorns were real except Bubbles. And Bubbles, this is an episode you got to see.
She's in denial.
Hold on, whoa. Bubbles wanted to make him a unicorn.
He's already a unicorn.
Right, but they didn't know that. Neither Bubbles or the unicorn knew that. So, takes him to Professor. Professor makes the unicorn sign his long ass, what's his release form, so that he's not absolved, so he's not blamed for anything. He does. Then, as soon as he transforms him, turns to this big ass hulking unimonster. And Bubbles goes and tries to save him, knocks him off the building, thinks he dies. No, he doesn't. All of a sudden, all these unicorns come out of nowhere, lifting up the monster unicorn, turning back into a regular unicorn. Then his mother comes out of nowhere saying, okay, well, if you'd have shaved off that, if you'd have got your hair cut like I told you did, you would have known you was a unicorn this entire time.
So the horse was dumb. Or the unicorn was dumb. Bubble was being vain.
Uh-huh. And you want to know what makes it much worse? You really want to know what makes it much worse? It aired on my fucking birthday.
I'm going to get you for your birthday.
Well, fuck you, nigga. I did not want to see that shit.
Wow. So that was the entire episode.
That was. You got to watch it. And then on top of it, there's some like transgender. They were trying to attack. This is what I don't like about the Powerpuff Girls today. The cartoon show as is okay. It's the shit behind the cartoon show, the production, the thought process behind it that fucks it up. So they were trying to make this like a transgender, like an issue.
What's up, Bruce?
Oh, transgender?
That slipped.
That did slip.
That slipped.
If it slipped, you would have kept on going. You would have said something and brought it up. So hold on, let me look this shit up. Because.
Wow, that just sounds really bad.
You think?
Yeah, that sounds really bad.
Let's see, hold on, yeah. Donnie the Pony, here's a summary of this episode on Wikipedia. Donnie the Pony threatens Townsville after Professor uses his transmorgifying ray.
Oh, it has the word trans in it.
Yeah. To transform him into a monster instead of a unicorn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is all done because Bubbles wanted to have a unicorn.
And he was already a unicorn.
He just didn't know it. It's a huge clusterfuck. And it was so bad. It literally is of all the Powerpuff Girl episodes. Yeah, this is the worst one.
Oh, it's the worst one.
This is the worst one.
Oh, I got the best with the worst rating?
No, I'm looking at all the episodes of Powerpuff Girls because I think I've seen all but two of them.
Yeah.
And that's the only one that I look at with visceral hate.
Visceral?
Whoa.
Yes, visceral hate.
Okay.
First, because it aired on my birthday. Yeah, I'm being vain on that too, but it aired on my birthday. Second, it was that bad. Third, it managed to offend definitely the transsexuals, definitely LGBT community. My intelligence and my time.
You could have been doing something else.
I literally could have been doing something else.
But and no, someone else. You watch a transgender horse.
Who was a pony?
A unicorn.
Who was already a unicorn. Mm-hmm. Because he was hard-headed, didn't listen to his mother to cut his hair. He went through all that. Got turned into a monster.
Hold on, let me look up a review of this. Of course, Horn Sweet Horn. Reviews. Bye.
That's on GTA. Yeah. You tell Danielle.
She found out.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that too.
That was another episode.
Because it was in the earlier episode. Okay, so let's just say the first week of the Powerpuff Girls, the new one wasn't all that open to the LGBT community. Because I just remember, like, this was episode 2, Princess Buttercup, there was a roller derby girl called, what was her name? What was her fucking name? Anyway, it has, basically, there was a man on a team who had a girl's voice, had a man's beard, was bigger than all the girls, and he was called a girl. Oh. This was in Princess Buttercup, and like you'll notice the person as soon as you see it. I don't know what to fucking make of it, but anyway, back to my big ass point about the Powerpuff Girls right now.
All
right. The production gets in the way too fucking much.
Over the top.
Like every episode has to have this in-your-face moral standing. Where it's like, okay, well, you weren't this. You can be this. What was the episode? Painbow. It was a Buttercup-centric episode. It starts off with Buttercup being a dick in class because she doesn't want to learn.
What the?
Does that really sound like... Hold on, Paul.
No.
Think about it. Does this really sound... Buttercup not wanting to learn. Does that sound like Buttercup?
Buttercup.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
I'm still in Bubbles. Sure.
Yeah, I was about to say, we're back on Buttercup. Miss Keen.
Is that smell?
What the hell are you doing?
I don't know what to tell. It's a song I told you about.
But Miss Keen comes over to Buttercup. As she's about to punish him, the rainbow comes over. So Miss Keen, prior to that, was telling Buttercup, just because you don't want to learn doesn't mean that you're supposed to be impeding on my instruction. This is to help you. I'm doing this out of you. There's a time and a place to play around. So towards the end of the episode, where Buttercup is fighting off all these party crabs and Painbow himself, she gets all upset because she's having a reflection moment, and she's like, "Shut up! It's not the time. This is not the time to play." And it's like, "Oh, hey." That's what Miss Keen meant. It's like, it's so blatant in your face with the moral standing of the show. Like, nothing. All the Powerpuff Girls have their own power. Blossom has ice breath. Okay. So, in this, which episode was it that this happened in? This was Powerpuff. So, Buttercup and Bubbles gets a new power.
What?
Hold on, just follow me here. Buttercup and Bubbles gets a new power. Okay, cool. Blossom, now we got something to differentiate the three. Of the new Powerpuff Girls. Bubbles and Buttercup can power up. Blossom can't. Okay, cool. Blossom goes throughout the entire episode sulking about the fact that she can't power up like her sisters.
But she has ice breath.
We're going to get to the character flaws of this. I should have just named this the fucking Powerpuff Girls rant episode. This has been building up for a while for me. So, throughout the entire episode, Blossom is sulking because she doesn't have the power. Bubbles and Buttercup is trying to tell her, "Hey, no, you're okay. You're still our sister. We still love you. You're just different." I say, everybody's different in their own way. So, towards the end of the episode, Bubbles and Buttercup is in trouble. Another problem.
With the new power that they have, and they still in trouble?
Well, they're in trouble because this enemy somehow is better than their power.
Oh, wow.
So then Blossom, all of a sudden, she's trying to figure out as to how she can help. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she gets the same power those two get.
Son of a bitch, fucking another Superman. God damn it! Kill him! Sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry. I gotta walk away. I had a little monk. Excuse me a second.
I'm sorry.
You good?
You sound like you need a smoke break.
Oh, God. Some pussy can help.
I'm aware.
I'm aware. So why don't you get it?
Wait till marriage, man.
Did you wait till marriage till you masturbate? Whoa! What? I didn't even get there. Did you?
Yes, I'm waiting to just split all of my girl. Oh, my God. So she just be covered in. It takes weeks for her to get it off.
Okay.
All right. Ever a new sex smell. Oh, God. Ever face glistening and shit.
Alright.
Anyway, back to what I was saying.
Sorry about that.
But yeah, it's like it's over the top beating you in your face with morals and like there has to be a moral story. Whereas like in the old Powerpuff Girls, there was, okay, Blossom had ice breath, Bubbles could speak Spanish, Buttercup could twist her tongue.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Damn. I remember that shit.
She was trying to find her own special power and everything she could do, the other girls could do. But then she found out that, okay, she could twist her tongue. And it was like, okay, cool. She got her own little quote-unquote power.
All right. Anything
you can do, I can do better.
So it's like... In this series, they all have to be tied together in some way or another. Production fault number one. Production fault number two. Let's see. There are 20 episodes so far. Let's see. They need to be saved there. They needed to be saved there. They didn't need to save anybody there or be saved. They needed to be saved there. They needed to be saved. No, they didn't need to be saved there. About half of these episodes of Powerpuff Girls need to be saved. Not kidding. About half of these episodes, the Powerpuff Girls need to be saved.
Or they're going
to
get canceled.
Hmm?
Or they're going to get canceled.
No, like in the episode. You know how the Powerpuff Girls go about saving the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're the ones that usually need to be saved.
Wait, what? What kind of shit? Maybe I just heard you wrong.
I was about to say,
what kind of shit is this? What?
So, for example, in another episode. Now, it's different if, like, okay, two of them get captured and one of the Powerpuff Girls has... That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, all three get captured and have to be saved. So,
Who's left? What's the person going
to
do?
Pause. So, in this episode that everybody loves to hate, which I don't blame them for, which episode is it? Bye Bye Bellum, the episode where Miss Bellum is written off forever. There is a new villain, and what's her fucking name? Bianca Bikini. She's a villain who... Oh, and she has her ape, Barbaras. Clever name, though. But they capture the Powerpuff Girls after the Powerpuff Girls stayed up all night playing a video game.
When do they play video games? Powerpuff did. No, I'm talking about all three.
Yeah. Well, here's what happened. They were up for 2.5 hours after while they were playing the video games because Bubbles had to figure out how to match her character's clothing. For 2.5 hours. So.
Wow, it's really changed, hasn't it?
Pause. So, they're all tired. Bianca Bikini and Barbaras breaks into the house, grabs them up, and swoops them out. Okay, cool. She's about to drop them in some tie-dye because, hey, her thing is fashion. She thinks everything has to be fashionably acceptable. Way to get rid of one character you call sexist and introduce that shit. So, guess who saves the Powerpuff Girls?
Mojo Jojo.
Hell no.
Him?
No.
Professor?
No.
The mayor.
There you go. I was about to say, dumb yourself down a lot. Right there. The mayor.
What can he do? He's usually in his office.
Well, he got to do something now. Bellum's gone.
Yeah, with the pickles. And his mom would come. Oh, gosh. He saves them?
Mm-hmm.
He went somewhere without his secretary.
Got to, man.
Well, see, here's the thing. Bellum left. Mayor didn't know that Bianca had just broken out of prison. No, the mayor called the Powerpuff Girls to help him. They got tired of helping him. Bianca just broke out of prison. They didn't know Bianca broke out of prison because, hey, her fashion thing is she doesn't like wearing orange, so she breaks into a
dry cleaner, take some clothes. They see her on the street. They don't know that she just broke out because, hey, they can't tell. They bring her back to the mayor. So now Bianca Bikini is the mayor's assistant. So Bianca Bikini, now being out of prison, breaks out her sister, Barbarous, the ape. So yeah, this all starts because Bellum's not there. Mayor's left to be helpless. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Mayor's like, well, no, I gotta go save these girls because, hey, I need to be powerful. I need to be strong. I need to be strong without her presence.
So what exactly did he do to save the girl?
He fought.
He fought?
Yes.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around this. He actually went to go do something.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, it's from the old, compared to old mayor to the new mayor, they're still the same mayor.
Oh, okay.
But even the old mayor did some things on his own. Like, for example, touch his hat and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, touch his hat and see what happens.
Yeah.
Don't touch his hat.
But that's just about all these episodes, except for probably like three or four of them, the Powerpuff Girls need to be saved. Just about all of them. I think the only ones while I'm looking at this that none of the Powerpuff Girls need to be saved. Sister Sitter, which that wasn't really nothing. Two of the girls were sick and Buttercup had to babysit. Bubbles of the Opera, no, they need to be saved. Viral Spiral, no, they didn't need to be saved. They had to save the internet, so that one was different. Man Up, nope, they need to be saved. Once Upon a Townsville, yeah, okay, Once Upon a Townsville. So this princess from another era comes into Townsville. She's of the whole, I'm waiting for my Prince Charming to save me. Your throwback to your Snow White.
Oh, gosh, okay.
So as the Powerpuff Girls are trying to stop her from always getting herself into trouble just so a man could save her, they get captured by the dragon that's trying to chase down this princess. So then out of nowhere, the princess grows some balls.
And saves them.
Not necessarily saves them, goes to beat the dragon's ass.
So she doesn't.
Why she didn't do it in the first place?
Because the, and hold on, here's what makes it even worse. After she gets done doing it, she's like, okay, look, you got, this is your fault as to why this all happened. She tells the Powerpuff Girls it's their fault because you didn't accept me for who I am. Yeah, I know you don't have to wait for a man, but I want to wait for a man. Why couldn't you just let me do that?
Well, bitch, go ahead and get eaten by a dragon. Okay.
She was all the most of it was just trying to tell her, no, don't do this. And
yeah. It's that bad, huh?
It's
scratching your head real rapidly.
The production, the storytelling, everything about it counteracts itself. They don't want Miss Bellum because she's a sexist character. I'll be honest, I can kind of see where they're coming from. The only problem, and the only reason why I say they see they're coming from, why is arguably one of the top three smartest characters in Townsville, why is she serving the dumbest character?
I have no idea.
That can be construed as sexist. Don't believe me? I Love Lucy, anybody? The Flintstones?
Yep.
It's the counteractive.
The only issue with that is, okay, if you're going to call that sexist, you can't in the same episode introduce someone, a woman, a villainous woman who only cares about her looks.
And also, Mrs. Bellum is what? Or appears to be what?
Sexy.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Curves. Big boobs. That comes to another case. They got rid of boobs.
Yeah.
No, like literally, in the new Powerpuff Girls, none of the older women have boobs. Look up an old picture of Miss Keene. Look up a new picture of Miss Keene.
Guess you have to. They want the new demographic.
Serious?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to look this up. Are you pulling it up?
Yeah, just in case you can't find it. Because see, look. Here's an old picture of Miss Keene. You can see the little curves.
Yeah.
Okay. New picture of Miss Keene. Oops, 2016. Where is it? Boom. Right there.
No way. Yeah, they actually did. Wow.
So in a way for them not to be sexist and misogynistic, they're being sexist and misogynistic. Huh.
Yep.
So to go along with everything,
shit. And the theme song, I believe, is just terrible.
Yeah. I love the theme song. I ain't gonna lie. I love the theme song.
It's pretty bad. I didn't enjoy it at all.
That's y'all niggas. Yeah. I loved it. It was something different.
Too different. I don't like the little... And it's short.
Well, all the interests theme songs today are short. They're all like 20 seconds, 30 seconds.
Little jingles.
Yeah. Compared to cartoons, things used to be like almost a whole minute.
Stuff worth. Like the anime ones.
Yeah.
Hey, that picked it up.
Yeah, it did.
Hmm. But,
there's just so much about the new Powerpuff Girls.
Just bad. So none of the women, or it's just her, Miss King. So none of the women have boobs?
None of the older women in the show have any type of curve to them. Outside of their hips.
Oh, outside of their hips. Curves. Okay. Okay.
Wow. All the voice acting, except probably a select few,
is
bad.
Oh.
Buttercups is so bad that at times you think you're listening to a boy. The characters and the Powerpuff Girls themselves. Now I know I'm gonna come off a little hypocritical here by saying those of you who don't like Teen Titans just because of the way that they accentuate some of the negative qualities of the Teen Titans, well, you're being hypocritical. I say you're being stupid. You're not listening to what the show is. That was to make the show what it is. How do I explain this? Bubbles is highly annoying.
Yeah, I've had episode I've seen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blossom is.
Is she like overpowered?
Let me put it like this. Just... Blossom is the smartest Powerpuff Girl and arguably the fourth smartest person in Townsville.
The fourth smartest?
Professor, Mojo, Miss Bellum. Who else you got smarter than Blossom?
Okay, sure.
I was about to say, she got smarter. Yeah.
All right.
But she's still in preschool.
Yeah.
She.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Well, just because she's smart don't mean that she's actually developed everywhere else. And in this show, nope, stop. Not physically stupid. and in this show, they actually show that, like, hey, Blossom's so smart that, like, if she gets an A+ on something and everybody else gets an A+, she'll visibly get upset. She's like, no, I worked hard on this. Why do I get an A+ and they get an A+?
Oh, wow. She's been in preschool for, like, what, almost 20-something years?
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Tough grade.
Yeah, this is a tough grade.
Who's the, Robin. Remember Robin? From the old Powerpuff Girls? You remember Robin?
Was she another just random girl character that used to be like one of their
she
friends?
Was, yeah, she was preschool. The one that had invisible friend, I think.
Yeah, I remember Robin. She was like
yeah. Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
Well, she had an appearance in the this new Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, really?
It was a one-off. It was a stayover episode where everybody was bringing out candies, and all of a sudden she just brings out raisins. They're nature's candy. I wish those gunshots or firecrackers would go straight to that episode.
She lit up.
Oh, wow. So she had one appearance.
I think she's had a couple more, but that one major more. Speaking appearance. She's only had one speaking appearance. Wow. Now, I'm not saying everything about the new Powerpuff Girls is bad.
Trash, garbage.
There's, as much as I hate Bianca, there's one new villain, Man Boy. I like him.
So he's half a man, half a boy. Or he is a man who wants to be a boy. Or he is a boy who acts like a man. Or is he a boy's body who has a man's voice? A man
there you
thingy?
Go.
Okay. All right, I was like,
I was
going to
say, you don't hit it.
All right.
I was like, he can rip off his own beard and just pump his arms like three times.
Wow.
And have a full beard come back.
Okay.
Like, he's actually pretty cool. I like Man Boy. And of course, guess who? And just to kind of go against what the show is saying, guess who his main villain is? Guess who his arch rival is of the Powerpuff Girls?
Buttercup. Oh, Buttercup.
There you go. Can anybody guess why?
Because Buttercup is a butch dyke.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
She probably plays rugby.
Probably.
She'd roller derby.
Oh, yeah.
On this series. But yeah. And then there was that fucking crossover.
Titans Go.
Well, let it out, Matt. We've been waiting for it. Let it out, man. Let it out, brother. I know how it feels to just let something terrible talk about something terrible.
Did you do it again? God!
Man! I'm so glad you heard that.
He tried to be clever about it.
No, I didn't. He said let it out, so I let it out.
Oh, my God.
And I also want the two of you to know that y'all look like twins.
Wait, what?
Stand up. Stand side to side.
Why you got to wear what I'm wearing?
Why did you got to wear what I'm wearing?
I wore it first. I bought this first.
Oh. No, I just got red.
Still look like twins.
Oh, wow. I'm the older one.
You're the youngest one.
He the taller one.
Yep, so I'm the oldest.
Nah, man.
Okay, I'm Drew. You're Chris.
Chris who?
Everybody hates Chris. Mm. Everyone loves Drew, but he was like the older brother, but he was the youngest. All right, Chris.
All right, come on back over here. It's safe.
You say that because you can't smell it.
Yeah, I do smell it. It's safe.
Your nose is immune to it. It got used to it.
You think so.
God. She just had like a bundle. Why is your leg? Put your leg down. Man. Oh,
if you do it like that, I'm out of here.
I'm out of here.
Okay. So
son of a bitch.
The Teen Titans versus Powerpuff Girls crossover.
Let it out, Matt.
Everything I just said I hated about the Powerpuff Girls, the new Powerpuff Girls, they were actually pretty good in this crossover. They weren't the thing I hated.
Preach, brother.
I said I liked the new Teen Titans Go. I absolutely hated them in this crossover. So,
let it out.
Within the first 5 fucking minutes, amen, we have Mojo Jojo spraying the Powerpuff Girls with some Powerpuff Girls repellent, which was okay, cool, because then they made a little joke about it. So we're just gonna stand here until. So how long are we supposed to just stand here? I think it was Bubbles who said that, and then Buttercup said it until the next scene change. Then we move. Kind of okay, kind of funny. We then meet going to Jump City to find Beast Boy and Cyborg. Beast Boy then says, "Do you want to see how many letters of the alphabet I can fart out?"
Good. Sounds like yourself today. That sounds like something you would say.
Now, mind you, Orlando hates Teen Titans Go, but he's laughing at that.
It's a weird kid. Mm.
I'm sorry. Come on back so I can tell you the rest of this shit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bust out loud.
Fart out the alphabet.
And not only did he fart out the alphabet,
but stop. Oh. Oh God. This is a 2-for-1 today.
He's dying of
stomach pain.
You alright? Hurry up, man, because I gotta wrap this up. Okay, so as he's over there dying, as he's farting out the letters. So, anyway.
Why is that funny?
Right.
It's so stupid. Oh, no.
Now you see the charm of Teen Titans Go. If you laughing at that,
why can't
of all
you watch
things,
the show?
It's just stupid. It's
but
gross.
You laughed at
that's
something
even,
stupid
that's like
and a- grotesque. As he farted, they showed the letters in a fart tone. And he was squeezing A, B, C, D, E. Like, shut the fuck up.
To prove himself.
So in the middle of all this shit,
did he make it to C?
He made it past C. He made it, I think, to F. So then, in the middle of all that, Mojojo, my head is hurting.
Oh, shit.
Popping them all, I'm sweating.
Fuck. Woo! So in the middle of all that, Mojojo appears. Beast Boy and Cyborg then think that, hey, this is a magical monkey.
Well, okay, they don't know Mojojo.
But here's the thing. Mojojo, in that same scene where he sprayed the Powerpuff Girl, said he's going to go to a dimension, a city, that does not, that has superheroes that do not care about fighting crime.
Oh, that's a disrespect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a low blow.
Now, mind you, this happened on Teen Titans television, not Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so?
Yeah.
Anywho.
I'll beat his ass for that.
So he gets there and they think he's a magical monkey, so Mojojo tricks them into helping him collect all his stuff to create world dominance.
Oh, that's bad. So then, Cyborg's supposed to be like a smart...
Cyborg's dumb.
Once again, you're applying Teen Titans logic to Teen Titans Go logic.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
So, they leave. In comes Robin, Starfire, and Raven. Shut up. Just shut up, okay? Just shut up.
Is that spit?
That's something flying in his mouth. I'm about to be sick.
He quarantined it.
I mean, it flew up all and it came back down.
So anyway.
It's still there, Matt.
You'll live. Starfire, Raven, and Robin come into the scene. They're wondering, oh, hey, where'd Beast Boy and Cyborg go? Next thing you know, the Powerpuff Girls show up. Then they start calling them little babies. Like, oh, are you little babies lost? Never mind the Powerpuff Girls having repeatedly said, hey, no, we're here. We're superheroes. We can talk to you coherently. They're baby talking them. Okay, cool. So then it leads to, and in the middle of all this, the narrator from the Powerpuff Girls, who rarely shows up in the new Powerpuff Girls, he shows up in this episode, gets to speaking, and only Robin can hear him.
Yep, the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. What?
Only Robin can hear the narrator, and then no one else realizes that, but Robin has a conversation with the narrator. And they all think he's crazy.
So why is Robin the only one that can hear him?
Because Robin's crazy in Teen Titans Go.
Oh, God.
That made sense, but it was still irritating to see. My head is legitimately hurting.
My cheeks are hurting.
Yeah, because you laughed at that one fart thing. Are you about to do it again?
You could say booger to this man, he will laugh.
You done? So then proceed to have...
All right.
So they proceed to have the little competition. First competition put Robin and Blossom against each other. The competition, find out where Cyborg and Beast Boy are at. Robin takes the note that Beast Boy left, saying they was going with Mojojo to the zoo. Robin inspects the entire note, and he comes up with some ludicrous reasoning. Blossom grabs the note, looks at it. They're at the zoo with Mojojojo. So then they go. Blossom wins that one. So then they go to the zoo. Then it's Bubbles and Starfire's turn to have their competition. Their competition: who can be the nicest?
Bubbles and who?
Starfire.
Well,
okay,
so all
right,
they get to pushing each other, like, okay, after you, no, 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 after you, one of you motherfuckers go. So Starfire gets really upset about this. She fires off her laser eyes up to the sky, and as she's doing that, Bubbles grabs her as a gun, turns her on the monkeys, and just sprays them with Starfire's eye beams. So Bubbles wins that one. Now the third fight is between Raven
and Buttercup. But in particular Raven fashion, she doesn't care. So she doesn't even attempt.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even attempt either. She's a demon.
So Buttercup wins, and then after Buttercup clears out all the evil monkeys that were in the place, the Teen Titans then go and say, "You had to let the little kitties win. What do you expect? Like, yeah, they're kids. They think anything is a competition, even though they were the ones that started the competition." So we get up to the top of the zoo where Mojo Jojo has now built a new lair.
Oh my god.
He now has Beast Boy and Cyborg trapped.
Idiots.
So the Powerpuff Girls, no, the Teen Titans, Robin, Starfire, and Raven, dressed up as the Powerpuff Girls, come into the lair. Mojo Jojo sprays his Powerpuff Girl repellent, whatever thing it is, thinking that it's them. Nope, turns out it's not. Here comes Powerpuff Girls, beats the shit out of Mojo Jojo. And then the Teen Titans go off saying, "Oh, well, I guess you guys can be heroes, even though you're little tiny babies."
That sounds like a bad episode.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Yeah. It was hyped up, too. Like, oh, man, really? This would be interesting.
It really was. It was hyped up to the fucking max.
And I thought it was going to be 30 minutes. It's not. It was the normal.
15.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought they're like, oh, let's have 15 minutes here with the Teen Titans style and then with the Powerpuff style. Nope. Just all Teen Titans 11, 15 minutes long, and that was it.
So, Matt, let me ask you a couple questions.
Not right now. My head is hurting. Go ahead.
How do you feel about this episode?
Oh, my God.
You just saw what
describe,
you...
Describe three words.
Three words?
Three words.
Three words?
Three words.
That shit. I just
told you. Just three words.
Three little words. Yeah. Oh, my God. To describe this whole crossover episode that you just witnessed. Not only did you witness, but you watched on your birthday.
No, this
not, that one.
Oh, that was on your birthday? Oh.
This was like a week or two
ago. The worst Powerpuff Girls episode ever was on my birthday.
Oh, okay, okay. But this, how would you...
How would I describe it in three words?
In three words, words, yeah.
How the hell would I describe this abomination of satiric cartoonism that I just sat through and witnessed with my own optical eyes? How in the bloody blue motherfucking hell would I describe it in three words? Let's see. If I was to describe it in three words, that would be giving it three words more than it needed.
That's fair. All right. That's
very fair. And I'm speaking in a low voice because I really don't want to go off. My head is literally hurting right now just talking about this shit.
Oh, it was that bad, huh?
It was that fucking bad. And here's the fucked up part, though. Once again, it wasn't the Powerpuff Girls' appearance that I did not like. It was the Teen Titans' appearance that I did not like, which was completely opposite of what I said about these two shows. I hate the Powerpuff Girls' new show, but I'll still watch it just to find new things to hate about it. You know, the John Cena syndrome. But I respect the Teen Titans, even though I hated their appearance in this episode. So, you want to know the three, don't you dare stand on your fucking high horse. You stand over there for 5 fucking minutes, gut-busting over somebody farting out the fucking alphabet. Don't you dare look at me with that damn thing you want to talk about. Ooh, no.
Okay.
You sitting over there about to go like, you see what I'm talking about? Nah, nigga, you sitting over there. Yo. Damn, motherfucking farting out that motherfucking alphabet. My God, that shit sucked. Okay. Oh, my. Ooh. When two shows are coming together to create a crossover, you are expecting at the very best, at the very least, Steven Universe and Uncle Grandpa coming together where one series is going to have the best episode they've ever had, and one episode might just have the worst. No, you got the absolute fucking worst of these two shows. Oh my God. Maybe I was just fucking spoiled, huh? Maybe I was spoiled that I had seen fucking The Simpsons and Family Guy together in one. That was a good-ass crossover. I saw The Simpsons and Futurama. That was a good-ass crossover. I saw fucking WWE in a cartoon, and they know they can't produce shit with Scooby-Doo, and that was good. But this shit right here, my nigga, it was...
God damn! Are you serious? You couldn't come up with something better than that shit? You couldn't even make a fucking 30 minutes! 30 minutes! You could. For the love of God! No, I'm not done. I feel a second wind come on. Okay, for real. You couldn't. Jimmy Neutron and Fairly Odd Parents. That was a good ass crossover. I just said Simpsons and Family Guy was a good crossover. Hell, Simpsons and King of the Hill, as quick as that shit happened, that was a fairly decent crossover for the short period of time it had. You guys had 11 fucking minutes. All of you came together and you produced that piece of shit. Y'all made Uncle Grandpa Season 1 look good. I need some pussy.
Right.
Somebody sign us off.
Well.
Yeah. And this episode was supposed to... Ah, shit! Anyway, but to close out this fucking episode, this is all the shit that I do not want to see in Samurai Jack when it reboots later this year. I do not want to see Kurt production getting in the way of itself. I do not want to see some bullshit about some PG type of shit. Oh, we don't want people looking like this because that's sexism. And then you turn around and create a character. That's exactly what it is. I don't want to see stupid shit like Beast Boy fucking farting out the alphabet and not getting to the letter H. Jeez. I don't want to have a family. I don't. And to you motherfuckers out there,
the family.
Shit, I got something in my eye. Damn it!
You gonna get an aneurysm? I don't know what's going on. Stroke.
Damn. You need to calm down.
And to you fanboys out there who love Samurai Jack, if there's even a trace of humanity in you, if you feel like you might not like this based off of the Powerpuff Girls being rebooted, the Teen Titans Go being rebooted, and even all the fucking Scooby-Doo stuff that has been rebooted. Damn it, let's not get started on fucking Be Cool Scooby-Doo. Let's not get started on that shit. If you feel like you might not like this, don't fucking watch it. If you watch it and the creators tell you, hey, this is going to be something different, what are you fucking expecting? Now, if they tell you it's going to be the same and it still sucks, okay, go balls to the wall crazy. Well, this has been another episode of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. I need a drink.
I need more than just a drink. Yeah. That was a good 4 minutes.
We definitely will have to have disclaimers to let you know when to turn your volume down on this episode because it would.
What is that? Is that a beer?
What the fuck? I'm gonna need a drink.
Yeah.
My head is hurting. My voice is gone.
Yeah, well, that was one for the ages right there.
I need to go Pokemon Go hunting.
Wow, that was burning my rent.
Oh, that won't be topped for a while, unless he tries to top it.
What, my rent?
This.
Oh, that, yeah. That
this shit right here, nigga? This shit right here?
It might, because I'm going to be doing a Black Lives Matter podcast episode.
Oh, boy.
And it's going to be different from what you've been seeing on Facebook and this shit. I'm gonna go around just
for Black Lives Matter.
Are you mocking that shit?
Oh, hell yeah, there'd be some crooked ass people up in there.
Okay. But no, I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna go talk to black people and cops, put something together, and then we're gonna have a little fun. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, now don't be going down popping off the mouth.
What do you mean don't go popping off the mouth?
Popping off the mouth, knowing how you are. So, sir, how do you feel about killing black people?
No. I ain't gonna do it like that.
Alright.
I just wanna know one thing, white people who's actually upset at Black Lives Matter. How are you still mad at OJ and that was 20 years ago? How are you still mad at Michael Vick and that was 10 years ago? How are you still mad at Tiger Woods and that was 6 years ago? But you want to forget about Alton Castle and Alton Sterling and Philando Castle.
Yep.
That's my question.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And don't worry, I got problems with motherfuckers all over the board. So that Tommy bitch. Actually, you know what? I ain't got a problem with Tommy. I ain't got a problem with Tommy, Wendy, or Stacy. I don't. Think about it. Why the hell did Stacy Cash become a star?
of her looks.
So it's been already made. It's been already established that we look at her. Never valued what came out of her mouth. Why are you valuing it now? Why are you putting any energy into it? She's a video vixen hoe. Put her up on the stage and let her dance. Give her money. She's a hoe. Nah, it's gonna be something different. Oh, I think I'm done for today. All right. Anybody got anything else they want to say?
You said enough for
it. I think you said no.
Yeah, you went in.
I'm kind of speechless right now. I think you might have signed me out.
Okay, fine. This has been the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Be sure to listen to us and download us on csyw.podomatic.com. You can also catch us on iTunes, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. We are now officially on Google Play. Be sure to download us, check us out there. Same thing, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. If you have any comments or questions, do feel free to comment them on the show if you can. I do notice that we have been having some problems with the commenting system if you click on the video. So before you actually comment, just go ahead and back out of that and press where it says leave a comment, leave it there. That's how you get it done. Or you can email it to us at csyw podcast@gmail.com. For Orlando and Keenan, this is Matthew signing us off, probably with another rage-filled rant coming as soon as this microphone goes off. See you later, folks.